Sarah Maita Kenny Parake Mishnah Aleph Kerem Rabbi Mitzayin in Oisoy Bikzazois Adama. Kerem Rabbi with clumps of dirt. Kerem Rabbi is a vineyard in the fourth year from the time it was planted. As a dinit, somebody plants a vineyard the first 3 years, the fruit is orla. Any fruit that grows during the first 3 years is forbidden to be eaten or to derive any benefit from it. And the fruit that grows in the fourth year is kerem rabbi. Forbidden to eat kerem rabbi without redeeming it first. Either you can redeem it and eat the fruit right where you are. Or if you want, you can bring the fruit to Jerusalem and eat it there. And kerem rabbi was marked with clumps of dirt during the year of Shvias. During the year of Shvias, all fruit is hefker. And people will come into your vineyard and eat the grapes. And you want them to know that it's forbidden to eat these grapes without redemption. So therefore, they would place a marking in the vineyard. They would place clumps of dirt in the vineyard, and that way people who come in to collect the fruit during Shvias will see the clumps of dirt. And they will know that the vineyard is in its fourth year, and they will not eat the fruit without redemption. The reason why clumps of dirt was used as a marker is because that symbolizes kerem rabbi. Kerem rabbi, you can have benefit from it. Just like clumps of dirt, if you plant in clumps of dirt, things will grow from it. So too, you can have benefit from kerem rabbi after you redeem it, or if you bring it to Jerusalem. And somebody who has a vineyard during the year of Shvias, that the fruit of the vineyard is orla, in its first 3 years, is forbidden to eat or derive benefit from the fruit. So they would place clay in the vineyard as a marker, so that way people will know that the fruit of this vineyard is forbidden to be eaten. The reason why clay was used as a marker is because when you plant in clay, very little grows from it. So that symbolizes the fruit of orla, as you cannot have any benefit from the fruit of orla, just like there's no benefit for somebody who plants in clay. Graves were marked with lime. The lime would be dissolved and then spilled on the graves, and it would make a white mark on the graves. And that way, a Kohen or another that are forbidden to walk over a grave would see the white markings, and they would know that there is a grave there, and they cannot walk on the grave. The reason why they used a white marking for the grave is that symbolizes the grave, that there are white bones in the grave. When does the Chacham obligate us to mark our vineyard? If the fruit is Rabbi or Orla, that's only during the year of Shvias, when all the fruit is Hefker, and it's permissible for anybody to walk in and eat the fruit. So we have to mark the vineyard so they won't end up eating Orla or Rabbi. But during the other years of Shemitah, when it's forbidden for somebody to walk into your field and eat your fruit without permission, there's no reason to mark our vineyards. And even though a Rasha who wants to come in and steal your fruit might end up stealing fruit that is Orla or Rabbi, we don't have to be concerned for a Rasha, because Halitu L'Rasha Vayamos, which means let a Rasha eat and die. Somebody who's a Rasha and wants to steal fruit, we don't have to be concerned that he'll end up doing an Isser by eating Orla or Rabbi, because he's anyway doing an Isser by stealing our fruit. The Tznuim, or people that are very medactic in mitzvahs, and they're concerned that somebody will come into our vineyard while the fruit is Rabbi and eat the fruit without redemption, as even if we mark it with clumps of dirt, they might not understand the marking, and they'll come in and eat the fruit without redemption. So therefore, they would redeem it themselves. They would say any fruit that is gathered from our vineyard should be redeemed on these money. They would put aside some money for the redemption. And that way, as soon as somebody picks some fruit, it would automatically be redeemed on the money, and nobody would inadvertently eat fruit of Rabbi without redemption. Now, if no one had wanted, they could have redeemed the entire field at once on the money, but they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to redeem all the fruit of Rabbi, because they wanted to bring some of the fruit of Rabbi to Jerusalem. Instead, they would just redeem whatever would be gathered up by somebody who came into the field. The fruit that they picked would be automatically redeemed on the money that they set aside. Sarah Maita Sheni Perakei Mishnah Beis Kerem Rabbi Hayolo LiYerushalayim Mahalach Yomecha L'Chol Tzad. Kerem Rabbi is to be taken to Jerusalem within a day's walk from each direction of Jerusalem. Kerem Rabbi is a vineyard in its fourth year from the time the vines were planted. That the first 3 years, the fruit is orla, and it's often to derive any benefit from the fruit. And in the fourth year, the fruit is Rabbi. You have to take the fruit to Jerusalem to eat it in Jerusalem. Or if you want, you can redeem the fruit on some money and bring the money instead to Jerusalem. And in that case, you'd be allowed to eat the fruit outside of Jerusalem. Now, sometime now I'm learning, it's not only a Kerem which has the halachas of Rabbi. All fruit have the halachas of Rabbi, and in the fourth year they cannot be eaten. unless you bring them to Yerushalayim. Other Tanaim hold that the Lachos Merubai only apply to a Kerem, not to other types of fruit. And this Mishnah is teaching us that the Chachamim decreed that anybody who lives within a day's walk of Yerushalayim should not redeem his fruit of Merubai onto money. Instead, he should bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim, and the Chachamim wanted to make the streets of Yerushalayim look very decorative with all the fruit that people will bring. What's the border of a day's walk from Yerushalayim? Eilat min ha'darim. Eilat from the south, from there on in, is within a day's walk of Yerushalayim, and they have to bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim. They cannot redeem the fruit onto money. Ba'akrabas min ha'tzafon. Akrabas is the border of the north side of Yerushalayim. That from Akrabas in is within a day's walk of Yerushalayim. Lud min ha'marit. Lud from the west is within a day's walk of Yerushalayim. Ba'yardain min ha'mizrach. And the Yarden, the Jordan River, is a border on the east side of Yerushalayim. Anything closer than the Yarden is within a day's walk of Yerushalayim. And all these people have to bring the fruit of Rabbi itself to Yerushalayim. They cannot redeem it onto money. Misharabu on Perus. When there were too many Perus in Yerushalayim, and so many people were bringing the Perus of Rabbi into Yerushalayim, there was too much Perus. Hitkinu, Shehenifta, Samach, Lachoma, Chacham decree that even if you live right next to the wall of Yerushalayim, you can redeem the fruit onto money. They no longer held that you have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. Instead, you can redeem the fruit onto money even if you live right outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. Utnai hayu hadavar sheimus hayshayirtu yasar hadavar lekamosha hayu. But when the Chachamim changed their decree and allowed the people to redeem the fruit of Rabbi onto money, they made a condition, and they said that any time the Chachamim wants, they can revert back to the original decree that you have to bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim. You cannot redeem it onto money. And the Chachamim were concerned that maybe at one point there wouldn't be enough Perus in Yerushalayim, and they would want to revert back to the original decree. So therefore, they made a condition that any time the Chachamim want, they can revert back to the original decree that you have to bring the fruit itself to Yerushalayim. You cannot redeem it onto money. Rabbi Yosi, Ayman, Mishachara, Beis HaMikdash, Hayat, Sinai, Hatzeh. Rabbi Yosi said, by the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, that's when the Chachamim made this condition. In other words, when the Chachamim changed their original takana and they said that you could redeem the fruits of Rabban onto money, that was at the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. That since the Goyim were now living in Yerushalayim, the Chachamim didn't feel a necessity to make the streets of Yerushalayim look nice with all the fruit that people bring in. Why should we make the streets of Yerushalayim look nice for the Goyim? So therefore, at the time of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, that was the time that the Chachamim changed the original decree, and they decided that you are allowed to redeem the fruit onto money. Utnai haya amasashi yibana beit hamikdash yasra hadavar lekamosha haya. The Chachamim made a condition that whenever the Beit HaMikdash would be rebuilt, then the original decree will revert back, that when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the mayor of the Amenim, and that Yerushalayim will be settled by Jewish people at that time, then the Chachamim will want to revert back to the original takana that people who live within a day's walk of Yerushalayim will bring the fruit of Rabbi to Yerushalayim to make the streets of Yerushalayim look decorative for all the Jewish people that will be living in Yerushalayim.